Now, here's a question you may ask yourself while scrolling online. How come all these happy clappy assholes on Instagram have built an exercise habit, but I can't? You see, for many of us, working out is a stop-start thing. We repeat it again and again and again with each passing year. Motivation is up and down, and results when we do get some consistency just aren't impressive enough for us to catch the exercise bug and build a habit. So today, I want to help you make exercise a habit by understanding what drives you to start and what will drive you to continue. Hey, Chris here from Over 40 Freaking Awesome, helping guys 40 plus to thrive again at home and at work by taking better care of yourself and, most importantly, looking better than all of your friends the same age. Check out the link in the description if you'd like to arrange a free call to discuss my Thrive 2020 program, which can help you drop 20 pounds and feel 20 years younger in 12 weeks. So let's look at your current habits. You will know from past experience that the habits that you have built are those where either not doing the thing means bad things happen that you want to avoid, like brushing your teeth, going to bed on time, doing your grocery shopping, being nice to your partner, or doing the thing means good things happen pretty quickly that you obviously enjoy, like watching TV is immediately entertaining, drinking a beer is immediately relaxing. Now, all those habits that you've built have something in common. Speed. Good or bad things happen relatively quickly if we do or don't do the things. And this is why it's hard to build an exercise habit after 40. Because if you do go work out, nothing good or fun happens straight away. If you don't go and work out, nothing bad happens straight away either. You see the predicament that we have. A single bout of exercise or workout has no positive or negative effect on us at all, really. So we can easily push it back to tomorrow, to next week, or until things are less busy. Now, we can obviously take the discipline and willpower approach to fix this, as the high-profile ex-military guys online do. Their kind of approach is essentially shut up, quit whining, and just do it. If you can't build an exercise habit, you are weak and pathetic, because if an ex-Navy SEAL can do a brutal workout and have cast iron willpower for years, then so can you, Gary the accountant. Don't get me wrong, I am a big fan of doing your workouts and learning how to get them done when motivation isn't necessarily there. But I've managed to keep working out for 30 years without ever getting up at 5 a.m. and making my bed and then doing a grueling workout that made me puke or having to live my life by any code. So I can assure you that we can build an exercise habit without having to berate ourselves into doing it. But it all has relatively little to do with getting the perfect workout program in place, because depending on your goals, 2 hours of strength or cardio or a mix of those where you're pushing yourself a little more each time is really all you need. So let's try and find a simpler way to build an exercise habit that turns it from being something you guiltily feel you should be doing and instead flips your mindset and turns it into something you want to do, becoming as much of a habit as brushing your teeth, so that over the weeks and months and years, you can become handsome, healthy, and bulletproof. So firstly, it's important to know what is driving you right now to feel that you should be exercising more. You need a very strong why. But even then, what gets you started isn't what will help you keep going for years to come and keep reaping the benefits. So when I was 17, a guy called Neil in my class started working out. He got jacked. He got more girls, despite being no Brad Pitt. Now, to a skinny, spotty 17-year-old like me, this was a very strong why. I wanted to look better in the hope of getting more girls too. Or actually, in my case, just a girl would have sufficed. And that desire got me started. I wanted to go work out 3 or 4 times a week. I understood the outcomes would take a while, but the why was strong enough to keep me going for those first couple of months of not necessarily having arms like Arnie in Predator overnight. Now, unsurprising plot twist, I did not get any girls in my teens as a result of working out, as I too am no Brad Pitt. Having said that, my wife is pretty far out of my league, so maybe my build has helped. Ultimately, years later. But anyway, in my teens, having that strong why had at least kept me doing the thing for long enough to then see the results, both physical in terms of body shape changes and mental, because it built confidence and it helped me stay calm throughout my teens and 20s. So I was hooked. And this is the step that you need to take first too, before you go creating any workout plan or joining a gym, scheduling workouts and whatever. It'll all be a waste of time if you can't build an exercise habit for long enough to make any progress. So find what that big why is for you. And even if you're in your 40s, it is okay to steal my 17-year-old why and just want to look better for your own vanity or well-being or your partner. Let me tell you, it is a very low bar these days to look in better shape than most guys our age and get a few admiring looks. But maybe you've had a health scare, so your why could be to take better care of yourself so that you can be there for your kids and grandkids in the coming years. Or maybe you have big plans for travel and life adventures or whatever in the coming years. So your why is to make sure you're fit and able to do everything you want with, and your health and fitness will never stop you. So get your why, and that will then get you through those initial couple of months of working out where you feel a bit useless, you feel weak, you feel less fit than everyone else in the gym, you feel clueless about how to do various exercises. Your strong why will be strong enough to outweigh that discomfort and that crappy feeling to begin with. Because if you can get through those first couple of months, like I said, the evidence will start stacking up for you that you should keep exercising and build the exercise habit. And you'll find yourself then wanting to keep doing it. And as you've seen with things like taking your dog for a walk, cleaning your house, mowing your lawn, getting to bed on time, when you see the point in doing something, you have been able to build habits before, and you can do it again with exercise. And you see the side effects of building an exercise habit become addictive. You get feel-good endorphins from pushing yourself a little. You get body shape changes, looking better in clothes, feeling more confident. Your strength and fitness gains make you feel increasingly useful and bulletproof. You have a sense of control too. Your life may be a complete shit show, but that barbell in your hands will do exactly what you tell it to do, and that gives you the control that you need. And for me, each week, I want those feelings. I get antsy if I don't work out for a week in some way. My wife tells me to go run around somewhere or do some push-ups because I start annoying her. And I feel antsy not because I feel like, oh, I'm getting unfit or I'm getting fatter or I'm losing muscle or whatever. I just miss the rush. I miss the buzz, the endorphins, the feeling of forcing my body to do what I tell it to do. And that is what will ultimately make exercise something you do week in, week out, wanting to maintain the progress that you've made, but also wanting that hit, that buzz, the feeling of control, taking care of yourself when others are struggling to do so, when the spring in your step that you have after a good workout where you showed your body who is boss. Wanting those outcomes means you'll keep turning up and you'll have built the exercise habit you've been trying to build for years. And even if you're no Brad Pitt, like me or Neil, you'll be happy with how you look and feel in the years to come. Hope that helped. Chat soon. Take care.